This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 25. The Shining Light. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Everything has led to this moment. Jesus is born. John frames the announcement of Jesus' birth through the lens of the creation story. Borrowing from Genesis 1, John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John states clearly that Jesus is fully God. This passage also makes clear that Jesus is fully human. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. In Jesus, God became one with us. Also, connecting with the creation story is God's light that shines in the darkness, as well as the insight that the darkness has not overcome it. Though Jesus is the true light that gives light to everyone, not everyone recognizes or receives him. Yet to all who respond to the light of Christ, he gives them the right to become children of God. By leaning into the creation language from Genesis, John declares that Jesus' birth is the start of God's new creation. In Jesus, God has created a new humanity, and he invites us into the light and life of this new creation by receiving Jesus. Will we receive Jesus today? Will we be a part of God's new humanity and step into the light of God's grace and truth? Pray with me. God, help us to recognize and receive Jesus today. Make us like him, so that we too may overflow with the light of your grace and truth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.